Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. Thank you for joining us this morning. In studio, I have two special guests. Ray's been talking to these guys forever. It's an amazing event going on in Hartford. And with me is Jack Pott, the director and producer, and Jim Grigsby, festival chair of the Asylum Hills Church Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival. This thing's been going on for years, so you're doing something right, and that's an amazing thing. Thank you guys for joining me this morning in the studio. The festival's, how long have we been going now?
53 years.
So you started when you were, what, four?
We started the same year the Super Bowl started, if that puts it in perspective. But it just goes on year after year, and we have a lot of church members. It takes 300 people to put this show on. It's a medieval feast that turns into the telling of the Christmas story with all sorts of animals and music and just an amazing celebration of Christmas.
And to get into that more, the storyline of the show, but right off the bat, the amount of church members and people that put this together, that's amazing.
Well, there are about 300 church members, many of them in costume, a lot backstage. We do five shows in three days, so we spend the entire weekend together. So it's a great family-oriented event for our membership every year.
So it's definitely bringing the church community together even more so this time of the year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, because that's one thing I could say is this time of the year we kind of all lose that meaning of what this time of the year is supposed to be, the specialness, the hope, you know, the camaraderie, the family, the friends, the love. We kind of lose that this time of the year because the hecticness and just the nonstop nature of humanity at this time of the year to just go, go, go. The festival kind of brings everyone back a little bit, slows down, and you can be fortunate for what you have. And the show does a great job teaching and showing people how to remember to do that.
Yeah, you know, for most people, when they get into January, their holidays are done. And so for them to be able to walk in and experience an addendum to their holiday, as it were, ends up bringing a real sense of peace and joy to their lives. And certainly what we try to do with this particular story is to move from festival, kings, queens, cooks, peasants, to a retelling of the Christmas story. So you come in and you experience this very definite class structure as you watch the procession happen with the different roles and different people coming in costume, all of which are beautifully handmade.
And again, this is in a church. Like, there's live animals, actors coming down the procession line inside of a church. Like, I just want people to, like, take a mental picture of that. This is happening inside the church.
You might expect to see people walking down an aisle in church. You just might not expect to see them walking with a llama or a camel or carrying sheep. Mm-hmm. And all of those animals certainly bring their own challenges, so people have to be at the ready to clean stuff away if
they
need be.
They have an aroma.
But it's live action, if you will. I mean, this is going back to that time. There was no movie theater. It was live theater, and to have that theater in a church, and like I said, every show is going to be just a little bit different because you can't train an animal that well to act inside of a venue. Everything's going to be a little bit different. So, you know, the people that went 5, 10, 12 years ago, come back because there's so many new things and nuances. And we were talking earlier, you have some special music coming up.
Well, yeah, there is. We tweak things basically every year, and there's always something new. So even if you've been to the festival before, there's something new to see. This year, we are incorporating another musical moment in the first half of the show that will involve a solo dancer down front, as well as the choir and the brass and the organ from the balcony. So something to look forward to there.
And you've been with the festival a while.
I have. I sang in the festival as one of the three kings for 20 years. And then now this is my fifth year director and producer.
So, Jim, Jack's been around a while. He's seen the evolution, but so have you. I mean, take us back when you first started with this to just where it's become.
Well, it's been a tradition that there is a couple, usually in the church, that chairs the festival, and it's been handed from one couple to the next. So my wife and I have been doing this now this is our fourth year. We just handle all of the details. There's a committee that just takes care of everything. 95% of this just happens. The other 5% we have to,
Which is good.
Sure.
When you have this many people volunteering, you want to make sure.
The joy for us is to see 4,000 people come in and leave the place. What I like to say is this caps the Christmas season for all of us and reminds us there really is a place for wonder in this troubled world that we're in. And that's what we try to do. And then to have all of our church members have such a great experience themselves, I like to say to them, the audience doesn't know how much fun we're having. That's our little secret.
And that's the thing. I mean, when the actors and actresses are doing the show, it's an interactive show. I mean, you're in a church. You're coming down the aisles. The audience plays an amazing role in something like this.
Oh, they do. And right from the get-go, when you walk in off the street to find your seat, there is another show going on, the Lord Mayor's show. And there are jugglers, there's a mime, there are singers, there are strolling musicians in the aisles. So you start to get a sense right away that, this is not like walking into just a normal church building.
I mean, you started us a little bit with the show starting with the medieval kings and queens and peasants, but it evolves.
It does. About halfway through the show, which is 90 minutes long, it really takes a turn from more of a secular focus and medieval celebration to this retelling of the Christmas story. And again, with Mary and Joseph walking in, with the shepherds being scared to death by this 18-foot-tall puppet angel. Then, of course, the three kings coming in. And, earlier in the show, everyone who came in would always bow to the king and queen who were seated at the table down front. And as the show progresses to the end, everyone, including the king and queen and peasants and the three kings, all end up bowing to the new Christ child, the King of Kings.
Which is amazing. Like, I was explaining to someone else, I was like, it's almost like a medieval Cirque du Soleil show. There's so much going on. You have to be cognizant of, the actors and the scenery, and there's so much going on. It's immersive. You become part of the show just sitting there.
You do. And you definitely, if you come to the show more than once, you will notice different things because there is so much to see.
So that's the thing. It's 90 minutes, but there's the show within a show, so it's like two for the price of one. And the feeling that you're going to have when you leave this show will last for a while. And that's something I think that, a lot of people might not notice when they're there watching a show because they're enveloped and they're just engaged in it. But when you leave, Christmas has a meaning. Let me take a look at, be thankful for what we have.
Well, it becomes part of the season. We have many people who come back year after year, not just to see the show because they've seen it and it's a little different, but just for the experience. This is part of their Christmas season. It ends the season for them in a way that they remember.
And that's the thing. It's a little bit after Christmas. So we're talking early January, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. There's those days, but there's multiple shows, and you have one show that's kind of night. I think it's the Sunday afternoon show for the hearing impaired.
Sunday evening. We have sign language interpretation. We accommodate handicap seating for all the performances. It's really a family oriented. You bring the grandparents and the grandkids
bring everyone.
And the aunts and the uncles. And we sell blocks of tickets to families of 20, 25 people.
See, that's amazing. That's you know, something like this. It's after the holiday season, the hustle and bustle. You can kind of slow down, grab grandma, grandpa, the aunts, the uncles, the nephews, the cousins, throw them all in the, you know, the Winnebago if you got one, head over.
Tickets to this show make wonderful stocking stuffers.
Yes. So how can people get those tickets?
Well, on our website, ahcc.org/festival, mm-hmm. takes you right to the page. Or there's a ticket line, 860-278-0785.
Just that easy?
That easy.
You head over, get some tickets, great stocking stuffers like Jack said. And it's something I think everyone needs to see at least once, 10, 15, 20 times in their life, because it's a family thing. You know, the baby Jesus and the family that became of that is what we all became of now. And take a step back, look at that, and enjoy your family and time together. The Christmas spirit still lives on in early January during and through this festival, and that's amazing.
You know, one of my favorite moments in the show happens right after Mary and Joseph walk in, and they arrive down at the front of the church, and they walk up the steps, and then anywhere from 4 to 8 little cherubs dressed as angels come streaming down the steps to them and hand the baby Jesus to Mary. And it's, especially from my vantage point up in the balcony, that's one of my favorite moments in the show, to see those kids come in.
And see, that's the little things like that, that, you know, the takeaways that families and younger children and even older children, teenagers, they could take away from that. And there's something special about little scenes like that. And I think that's great. And I think more families need to experience stuff like that. Get out and enjoy this time of the year with family. And family is something, you know, everyone's on their phones and stuff like that. Leave the phones. Don't bring the phones in. If you brought a phone in, Jack or Jim will find your phone and throw it at a wall, and I'm okay with that. But just enjoy the time spent with family and friends. And I think this festival is something we can all do that during. You know, that's one of Jack's – Jim, what's one of your little moments of this festival that you just – every year when that scene comes, you're just like, yes.
There is a moment when the music builds at the very end, and the entire cast turns and lifts their arms or whatever else they have in their hand in adoration of the Christ child, and that's just a scene that is unforgettable. That's really the very end of the festival.
See, everyone, the little things like that, you know, the takeaways, that they will stick with you way past January.
Joey, I met a woman last year by her daughter who has seen this festival for every one of the 53 years. She may be the only one. She's the only one I know of.
Kudos to her. That is amazing. And that just proves the power that the festival has for people that want it. They just want to come back. They want that experience, that feeling. You know, the show's great, but the feeling will last. And I think that's something that stands to the testament for 53 years this festival's going on. And the church community, the volunteers, everyone comes together to pull this off for people like that.
Right.
To know that there's someone out there that needs this show this time of the year, that it's going to help them, that it's going to help that family. They're going to understand this time of the year and throughout next year till the festival comes back next January.
This was called, we were featured in a Christmas photo book a few years back, and the writer in that book called this, I'll quote him, "Surely the most dramatic annual gathering in the state of Connecticut." Those were his words.
I can attest to that. I mean, Ray has been talking about it forever. You guys have been coming in for years. We look forward to this, and I look forward to talking to you for my first time on At Home in Connecticut. I appreciate the show. Much success to the show this year. Joining me in studio is Jack Pott, director and producer of the arts and music for the church. And he went from acting in the show to now helping run the show. That's got to be pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
That's got to be a feeling that, you know, it means something.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And Jim Grigsby, one of the festival co-chairs with his wife, do an amazing job, and many more festivals to come. I don't see any stopping anytime soon. The festival's grown 53 years. We can do another 53. There's nothing wrong with that. The story has staying power. I mean, it's a story we've been growing up with, and it's an amazing event. I just hope people can get out there and check it out January 10th, 11th, and 12th. And Jim, one last time, how can people get to the show?
ahc.org/festival, And the phone number for the ticket line is 860-278-0785.
See, and that's just that easy. We didn't give away all the details to the show. I want people to get out there and experience the show. It's the show within a show, and it has meaning that'll last through the entire year. Guys, thanks for joining me in studio this morning. I appreciate it. Good luck with the festival, and hopefully the weather's great. And even if it's not, you know, I'm sure people will come out, outside. And that's the thing. It's winter in New England. If there's a little snow, we should know how to deal with it.
We've never canceled in 53 years.
Never canceled. The show must go on, as they say. All right, guys. Thank you morning.
Joey.
I'm Joey Burgoyne. Have a great day, Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.